नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। So last time we started discussing from the commentary of Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami Maharaj. So we discussed Utsahan, Nischayat and Dhairyat. But we decided that we will read Dhairyat again because it was a very inspiring section about patience, Dhairya, that he had written very beautifully. And we will read it again. So, Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami Maharaj says, Okay, so we are reading about Dhairya by Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami Maharaj. This is slide number 90. In slide number 90, he says, we should not think that our path will be very smooth. We should not think that our path will be very smooth. So many troubles may come from outside. In India, when you go out in the streets with the Kirtan party, so many may come and say, you monkeys, Lal Bandar, you red-faced monkeys. O Jawane mein. These things must come to you from so many directions in so many forms of hindrances and opposition. External or internal, the path to attain perfection in bhakti is not going to be a smooth path. So troubles may come from inside, troubles may come from outside. They will come and try to affect you, to dissuade you from this path.
What time maybe.
So the point is, disturbances will come, obstacles will come, but we should not get dissuaded from the path. See, for us, path means social distance maintained. Social distance name, devotion. So we should not get dissuaded from the path. So from the path means it includes devotional service and it includes the path that has been chalked out by Srila Prabhupada also. So we should not get dissuaded because obstacles will come. Disappointments will be there. So, like institutionally, or we may have issues with some particular person in the institution, which may really concern us, which may really trouble us. But at any cost, we cannot give up the institution. Not only devotional service. To give up devotional service is the last thing, you know, we should not even imagine doing so. But we cannot give up following the path that has been chalked out by Prabhupada. So even though, of course, this is difficult actually, in the history of ISKCON we have seen when, just like Prabhupada's disciples said that, we don't know Krishna, but we know Prabhupada. So in the same way, we may think, we don't know Prabhupada, but we know our siksha diksha guru, whomever it may be. But if at some point either they leave or they act in a way which is very disappointing to us, so then if we are not properly connected to the founder Acharya, Prabhupada, then we may leave the movement only. That's exactly what happened to many devotees in ISKCON post Prabhupada era, when many sannyasis gave up, then they actually left ISKCON and took shelter elsewhere. It is natural. You cannot blame them actually, in one sense, because they were connected more than Prabhupada, they were connected to the personality. And when they saw one after another leaving, then they lost faith that is there anyone in ISKCON, because so much time had not passed for anyone to establish themselves as, yes, I am a genuine person. They thought, okay, he would be genuine, but over a period of time they had problems. Then the next person, they thought they would be genuine, they had issues. So then they thought, maybe there is no one. It is reasonable way of thinking, you know, they cannot be criticized. The same way Ritviks also cannot be criticized in that sense, you know. Even though their philosophy is bogus, but then what pushed them in that direction, that is a, there could be a genuine reason behind that. That's why even of all the people, Jayadvaita Swami Maharaj says, you know, I really feel bad for them. I empathize with what they are going through. Yeah. But then they are making a philosophy out of it. That is wrong. That no one is qualified except Prabhupada. No one can take, you cannot take initiation from anyone, from any live guru only. You should take initiation only from Prabhupada. That's a bogus philosophy. But then what pushed them to that extent, that is something to be empathized actually. In many cases. Those who had that first hand experience at least. So they can be empathized. That is something which should be empathized. So here he says, so obstacles will come and try to affect you, will try to dissuade you from this path. But don't give up the path that has been chalked out by Prabhupada. So if we are firmly rooted, even though with particular personalities we may have issues, but we cannot give up the path. It could just be a compatibility issue. So, but that does not mean you can give up devotional service and you can, see, you are not performing devotion, you did not come to devotional, you are not practicing devotional service for any single person. You are doing it because you are convinced through Guru, Sadhu and Shastra that this is the best path to follow. So therefore, even though disappointments may come, we cannot give up the path of devotional service, because we are not practicing it for any person. We are practicing it for our own benefit.
Many times people leave also because
of, yeah,
some issues with equals or seniors.
Yeah.
Because I will have to look at his face daily, so better leave.
See, correct. That may be a serious issue, but they cannot give up devotional service.
Wherever you are,
you practice devotional service. See, ultimately, inspiration is needed. Where you feel inspired, there you stay and practice. But the point is, practice devotional service. Stay in the moment and practice. That is important. So, but tarorapi sahishnuna, the example of a tree is given and that is analyzed. If somebody does not pour any water, the tree does not say, oh, give me some water. If anyone is coming and disturbing, snatching the leaves, cutting the branches, even cutting the whole thing, the tree is silent. No opposition. We should rather try to see that insults, poverty, punishment, and unfavorable dealings are all coming to purify me. These things are necessary, and with the least punishment, I am going to be released. Why? Because Krishna is in control. And Krishna loves me. So therefore, whatever is coming is the least. Just like the...
This is all in the association of devotees.
Huh? Yeah, it could, yeah, it could be in the association of devotees also.
So it's all the punishment.
Yeah. Unfavorable dealings. These things are necessary. And with the least punishment, I am going to be released. I have become connected with the highest object of life. But what price am I going to pay for that? It is an insignificant price. What price? I am confident that I am going to attain the highest fulfillment of life. But what price is sufficient for that? So, it is inconceivable. So if we have to, we should be confident that in the association of devotees, we will attain the highest fulfillment of life. So therefore, when obstacles come from one quarter or another quarter, we have to see what is at stake. Theek hai, if I can tolerate, what do I gain? Whatever little demand comes to be exacted from you with a smiling face, you have to accept that in consideration of your highest goal. If you are really confident and you have faith in your brightest future, then whatever small price nature wants through these miscreants, that must be accepted. So, this is something that we need to tell, because in the heat of things, it is very difficult to tolerate. So therefore, while we are stable and sane, we have to meditate on what we are gaining through the association of devotees. So that when actually obstacles come, we are firmly rooted. I don't want to, it's not really worth it. We will think in that direction. Submissiveness and modesty, that is the law of Mahaprabhu. Trinadapi suni chena tarorapi sahishnuna amanina manadena. These things must be repeatedly preached. Trinadapi suni chena means I must not be so rigid that I may not accommodate others. This is humility. Very practical explanation of humility. I shall not be so rigid that I cannot accommodate anyone else. And tarorapi sahishnuna means... In our dealings with devotees, we must not be so rigid that I cannot accommodate others. Mera sab fixed hai. Aisa hi behave karunga. Ye mera nature hai. Baki logon ko adjust karke jana hai. So, that is the opposite of humility. So, humility means, yes, I have my nature. I don't have to sacrifice it. But if it causes trouble to others, I will curb it and accommodate others. So humility means I must not be so rigid that I may not accommodate others. That people feel that we are very unaccommodative. And tarorapi sahishnuna means if still someone is aggressive towards me, I will tolerate. And Amani, I must never insist on any fame from all the environment. From the environment. Still, I will always be ready to give honor to all. With this attitude, we should march on our way. This maxim should be given a very broad circulation. This maxim is third verse of Shikshashtakam. Should be given a very broad circulation. To become a Vaishnava, we must be deceit-free and have discipline of this type. So, discipline means this is discipline. Pranadapi sunichena, tarorapi sahishnuna, amanina, manadena. And this comes from none other than Mahaprabhu himself. Once we were told that our Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj was doing Madhukari Bhiksha and was returning to his quarters. The people did not spare him either. The boys were pelting him with some small stones and he remarked, Krishna, you are cruelly dealing with me. I shall complain to Mother Yashoda about you. That was his outlook. Harmonize. Madhubanda Prabhu, if I trouble you, he'll tell this.
Cruel.
Krishna, you are dealing cruelly with me. I shall report to Mother Yashoda.
Balram,
Balram.
When anything came and he would say, oh Krishna, by philosophical calculation, without you nothing can happen. You are with these children and you are disturbing me and I shall teach you a lesson. I know how to deal with you. So basically we cannot speak like this, but the point is Krishna is intervening and Krishna is benevolent. He is intervening in this particular way. Su samikshamano, I see your hands. This is for my benefit. Let me tolerate. Mushkil hai, but at least sun to lete hain. कभी तो प्रैक्टिस करने को याद आएगा. सी इफ नॉट 100%, इफ नॉट 100%, सुनने के बाद एटलीस्ट एक 10% तो अप्लाई करने का ट्राई करेंगे एटलीस्ट. सी अल्टीमेटली इन द शिक्षाष्टकम कमेंट्री बाय सन्मोदन भाष्यम बाय भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर, ही सेज दिस third verse is the stage of Nishtha. And one can reach, so Nishtha after Anarthanivritti. So at the Anarthanivritti stage, you will not be able to completely apply this principle. So humility, tolerance, these are a product of spiritual practice, but they manifest only when Sattvaguna is prominent and Rajaguna and Tamaguna are. So when Rajoguna is very strong, to be Amani and Manada and to be Trinadapi Suni Chena, Tarorapi Sahishnu is practically impossible. But we can try. Theek hai? Anukulyasa Sankalpo. This is Anukul. This is against my nature. Mere se nahi ho raha hai, par main prayas to kar sakta hu. Kyun? Kyunki mujhe pata hai ki ye sahi hai. But when we try in this way, through mercy when anarthanavritti happens, tada rajastamo bhava kamalobhadayasche cheteyate rana viddam sthitam sattve prasidati. When the rajastamo bhava become diminished by our practice of bhakti, and when we reach the stage of sattva, then this becomes natural. Humility becomes a virtue, tolerance becomes a virtue. Not expecting respect from others and giving all respect to others will become a natural virtue when we reach the stage of Nishtha. Till then, against our nature, we should try to act. You are not expected to come victorious every time because it is not possible. Material nature is strong. but we can try. We may forget to apply also sometimes, but at least whenever we remember, we can try to apply. We are not expected to be successful all the time, but we can try. And when we progress and reach the stage of Nishta, it will become a natural virtue. So when anything came and he would say, "Oh Krishna, by philosophical calculation, without you nothing can happen," which means you are with these children and you are disturbing me, and I shall teach you a lesson. I know how to deal with you. In that way, he took everything like that. That is our beacon light to adjust with things that are apparently unfavorable. A sweet adjustment is there. Don't give any opposition. Still, opposition will come to disturb you and you must forbear. You will accept them in such a way. We should not create resistance for the environment. If there is some attack, some undesirable things come towards me, I am to forbear that to my utmost patience. I am to silently tolerate. I won't harm. Our attitude should be this: whatever comes, this is earned by my previous karma. Karma here means I am suffering because of my own wrong choices. That's why I am suffering. My previous karma has earned such an environment, and it is a necessity to teach me. And as we discussed last time about suffering given by Krishna, it is given by the desire of Krishna in order to bring that living entity closer to the lotus feet of Krishna, and that suffering continues only till the lesson is learnt. And once the lesson is learnt, there is no longer suffering. So Krishna is not a sadist, and he is not even standing with the taraju in his hand. Kitna hai aapka misdeeds, utna hi aapko main suffering dunga. No. So whether you make a mistake or you don't make a mistake, Krishna is seeing, what should I do next to bring him closer to my feet? If you are running away, he has to pull little harder. And if you are running towards him, the pull may be pleasant. So, but the point is, Krishna is trying to bring us closer to his feet. That is the point. So just that hum ulta disha mein bhag rahe hain, तो वो पुल थोड़ा अनप्लेजेंट रहेगा बस. बट वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट कृष्णा वांट्स टू बेनिफिट अस. Changing situation or not changing situation is not the principle. The principle is anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam. What can protect your consciousness? Make that choice. What can keep you Krishna conscious? Make that choice. If changing situation can protect your consciousness, you can change. The rigidity is not in retaining the situation. The rigidity is in retaining the consciousness. So what can protect your consciousness? Do it.
Maharaj also says that changing situations may give some mental satisfaction. It will not give you shelter.
Correct. But the point, that is true.
Intention.
Yeah. But the intention is for what?
Remembering Krishna.
Remembering Krishna. So what can aid your remembrance of Krishna? That we need to see. That is the consideration. What can help you remain stay positive, remain positive in Krishna consciousness. That is the principle. For that, if a change is needed, to not choose that change is actually wrong choice. I will stay negative but not change the situation. That is not the point. But if one for convenience keeps on changing, that will not help. But if the motive for change is to progress in Krishna consciousness, then one can. And sometimes when a person is on the stage of Yoda Vikalpa, when he is going through, he will see obstacles externally. Or it could be Vishaya Sangara also. Internal obstacles which need not necessarily come in the form of lust alone, but it could come in the form of any other unfavorable emotion to Krishna consciousness from inside, being impelled by an external impetus. So, agar wo, are main abhi Vishaya Sangara ka sthiti mein hoon, isliye ho raha hai, that theoretical knowledge in itself is not sufficient. Are ye to, this is just a bhoga vastu hai, mujhe vichlit kar raha hai. Haan, samajh liya. Abhi wo vichlit nahi karega kya? Aisa nahi. So it needs a particular level of devotional maturity to overcome it. Whether it may be an object that is inciting your lust or anger or envy or greed. At that immediate moment, if you are not able to tolerate that urge, you may have to change the situation so that you can protect yourself from those emotions which act as an obstacle to your progress in devotional service. But over a period of time, through positive, intelligent choice, when you progress and overcome the stage of Vishaya Sangara also, then those external stimuli may not affect you so much also. But we cannot prematurely say, no, I will not change my situation. I will continue, but while continuing, if you are not able to deal with your negativity, your negative approach to bhakti, then what will happen?
On the other hand, we should not also think that only the external situation is the cause of my distress.
But if you are at a stage where your devotional maturity does not allow you to see beyond that, even when someone else may tell you, hey, it is not the external thing but it's your internal, but that would only remain a theoretical theory to you. You will see, काश ये मुझे समझ लेते तो कितना अच्छा होगा. समझ ही नहीं रहे यार. He is not able to understand me. But 5-6 साल के बाद आप समझेंगे, अरे मैंने समझा नहीं इनको, बट आपने कुछ गलत निर्णय लिया नहीं, क्योंकि वो परिस्थिति वो टाइम पे इफ यू हैड एक्सेप्टेड दैट डिसीजन यू वुड हैव स्टिल सफर्ड बिकॉज you didn't have the devotional maturity to look inside and see that actually I am suffering because of my own issues. Os tarpe, your thought was genuine. You really understood that you really thought that the other person was not understanding you. And the other person also, he understood the principle, but he probably really did not understand your level of devotional development. Probably. So, like for example, yesterday I got a phone call. Ek devotee se. So, he calls me on a regular basis. And he he is very close to one devotee from one disciple of His Holiness Bhakti Raghava Swami Maharaj. Hari Kirtan Prabhu Volke. He is very senior brahmachari. And he is involved in Andhra Me. He has developed lot of villages. He recently passed away due to heart attack. So, and he was such a powerful personality, devotionally very, very firm and advanced personality. And his brother was, unke brother ke liye, his younger brother, he was all in all. Whatever he says, he will do. Whatever he does, he will do. He joined the ash, he took up to Krishna consciousness, younger brother took up to. He joined the ashram, younger brother also joined. Whatever he will say, he will do. Like that. He had that kind of a dependent relationship with him. Kirti Raj Prabhu. So, once his elder brother passed away, the whole sky crashed on his head. Now he was expected to take the mantle and move ahead. But वो रोल उनको पता ही नहीं था. He didn't know that role. He only knew to take instructions and follow. So he was literally, he was a worshipper of his elder brother. His elder brother was that kind of a personality also. तो वो निकल गए, इनको कुछ क्या करना है समझ में नहीं आ रहा है. Because उन्होंने गुरुकुल स्टार्ट किया. As soon as Harikirtan Prabhu left, ek ke baad ek, sab bachon, they started leaving Gurukul. So, this devotee from United States, he was very connected to, he was a great fan of Harikirtan Prabhu. So, he calls me every other day at least. So, he was telling me that Prabhuji, a Kirti Raj Prabhu called me and I was telling him, Prabhu, you cannot lose your heart, you know. Aapka, you know, you have to carry the mantle of your brother. We all are looking up to you. Maine bola unko, look, aap jo bol rahe hain sahi hai, but the point is, you should know whether that person is capable or not. Not everyone is equally capable. Sabka alag alag strengths hai, weaknesses hai. It is possible or not possible, you should know. Extended bolo mat unko, because abhi dekho, now if Sachin Tendulkar is batting and India has a very high total to chase, when the crowd is really encouraging Sachin Tendulkar, he has the necessary skills to, you know, take India to victory. अगर वो ही परिस्थिति में एक टेलेंडर है, वेंकटेश प्रसाद है समझो, तो 100 to win in 5 overs, वेंकटेश प्रसाद is batting. जितना भी क्राउड उसको एनकरेज करेगा, उसको और टेंशन ही बढ़ेगा. So it is not possible. So jitna bhi, if the crowd encourages him more and more, he will feel arey yaar main abhi kya karne wala, he does not have the skill set to do it. Shantra, I want to survive the next ball, that is my aim. Abhi win to door ki baat hai, panch over mein 100 run kon maarne wala hai. Shantra, if I survive this over, I will be happy. So the point is, whom we are guiding, we should know that person's capability also. So unka level kya hai? So at that point of time, if you see, his devotional maturity will not allow him to perceive that higher reality. And if he does not have that level of trust in you to take your words at its face value, then you empathize with where he is and try to assist him in that level only.
Many times we use philosophy also, saying that along with the instruction comes empowerment. So
correct, but you have to understand that person. You have to understand what he is going through and what is the history. And जो हम वो स्टेटमेंट बोल रहे हैं उसका उसके लिए उसको क्या क्या झेलना पड़ेगा उसको फॉलो करने के लिए वेदर वो झेल पाएगा कि नहीं दीज थिंग्स वी हैव टू सी सो दैट्स वाई इफ यू सी मेच्योर डिवोटीज लाइक इवन प्रभुपाद व्हेन वन डिवोटी केम एंड टोल्ड प्रभुपाद कैन आई प्लीज डाइवोर्स माई वाइफ एंड मैरी दिस वुमन प्रभुपाद सेड ओके This requires devotional maturity. This requires devotional maturity. But Prabhupada understood his position. It's not that he is not sincere, but he is not devotionally so developed that at this stage he will be able to resist that temptation. Prabhupada could see through it. Prabhupada did not want to overburden him, make him guilty. Along with that guilt, he is anyway going to do it anyway. So Prabhupada spared him of that guilt and spared him of that Guru Aparadh. And he said, "Theek hai, chalo, karo." This requires devotional maturity. So, therefore, and whenever my teaching will finish, the environment will change. But we can, that is why we are reading this, so that when we go through this, at least little bit we can try to apply. It will be difficult because if you don't, principle may be this lofty to apply 100% and our level of development, devotional development may be here. At least ये level पे तो वो principle को apply करने का प्रयास करना चाहिए. करेंगे, if we fail, Krishna will not shoot us down. Krishna says, get up and continue. Jaise Jyoti Thakur Prabhu quoted that verse. Jata shraddho mat katasu nirvinnak sarva karmasu. So, tato bajeta maam prita. Theek hai. Hua nahi. Aapne fail ho gaya. You could not apply this principle. Theek hai. Uto. Abhi apply karne ka prayas karo. Krishna is unlimitedly patient, like the Google map. At no point Google map or GPS will tell you, fool, you don't even know left or right. When I tell you left, you turn right. And I tell you right, you turn left. I say go 100 meters, you go 500 meters. Aapko GPS ka zarurat hi nahi hai. So it will keep telling, okay. Now take an about turn like that. Whatever the circumstance, the environment may be undesirable, but if we are sincere, we must take it with a good motive because the Lord has sent it. Without His sanction, nothing can happen. Not even a straw can move. I am put in such an unfavorable environment. He is seeing this thing, and as soon as this necessity ends, it will be removed and I shall be placed in another environment. See, Krishna will put us in an environment, but to respond is our responsibility. So the point is, the response can be anything. But the guiding principle, the principle guiding that response should be sacred. You can respond in any way. There is no standard response when you are put in a situation. ऐसा नहीं है कि ये response गलत है, ये response सही है, वैसा नहीं है. It changes from person to person. But what is the principle that is guiding your response? That is important. Is it anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjana? So, Therefore, that is important actually. For some person, to turn right may be the right response. For some other person, to turn left may be the right response. So therefore, whoever turns right, he has taken the right response. Whoever has turned left, he has taken the wrong response. That is not the point. What is the guiding principle that has inspired him to respond in that particular way? That is important. There is no error in his decision. In the divine decision, there cannot be any error. We have to face all circumstances with such an attitude. How am I going to respond to this situation? He is controlling and he can never make an error. So now the ball is in my court. Do I want to respond to the situation in a way that will please Krishna, or do I want to respond in a way that will disappoint him? He will get disappointed, but he will not give up. But we cannot take advantage of that. Then it becomes a seventh offense. Namno baladyasya hi papa buddhi. Tattenu kampam susamikshamano bunjana evatmakritam vipakam hridvag vapurbir vidadan namaste jivetayo mukti pade sadaya bak. So, hridvag vapurbir vidadan namaste. He is offering his obeisances from his heart, words and body, indicating gratitude. Even though he sees bunjana eva atmakritam vipakam, he is seeing that I am suffering because of my own misdeeds. If that is the only thing that he is seeing, why should it generate gratitude in the heart of that person that he is offering obeisances through his heart, through his words and through his body? मैंने गलती किया, मैं उसका रिजल्ट भुगत रहा हूं, तो उसके लिए उनको ग्रैटिट्यूड जनरेट होने का क्या जरूरत है? आत्मकृतम विपाकम बुंजान, I am suffering because of my own misdeeds, then why should it generate gratitude towards Krishna? Because he is able to see the anukampa of Krishna. मैंने गलती किया इसलिए मैं सफर कर रहा हूं. But the suffering also is given in such a way that through that suffering I can come to the lotus feet of Krishna. That is being orchestrated by Krishna and not by law of karma. Su samikshamano, he is clearly seeing this. That is why hridvag vapurbir vidadan namaste. Jivetayo, jo unka jivan e manobhavana ke saath jiyega. Mukti pade sadaya bak. He becomes the rightful heir apparent to attain the abode of the Supreme Lord.
Vidadhan
means? Vidadhan means he executes. Namaste. Obeisances. It is our environment, our own past deeds. I must not quarrel with what my own deeds have produced. But I must finish this effect. How do you finish the effect? By accepting and enduring. It is necessary for me. And as soon as the necessity will be finished, it will be withdrawn. And I will be put in another separate environment. We have to wait for the decision, the divine dispensation. That will be the highest policy.
So this is the idea. As soon as the necessity will be finished,
you will withdraw. Prabhupada, unka Prayag mein jo bhi jo factory tha, when he was in Jhansi, already he was struggling, everything got burnt. Prabhupada thought, he laughed and he said, यस्याहम् अनुगृणामि हरिष्ये तद्धनं क्षणैः ततो अदनं त्यजन्त्यस्य स्वजना दुःखदुःखितम्। देयरफॉर जो झांसी में उनका जो फॉलोअर्स थे वो बोले प्रभुपाद गो जाओ जाओ जाओ, व्हाट डिड प्रभुपाद डू? वाज इट नहीं, नॉट नीडेड दिस कृष्णा अरेंजमेंट। हृद्वाग वपुर्भिर् विदधन् नमस्ते जीवेतयो। इफ वी कैन रिमाइंड अवरसेल्व्स ऑफ दिस एटीट्यूड, डिफिकल्ट है, बहुत ही मुश्किल है, बट जो मिलने वाला है वो ऐसे ही थोड़ी मिलने वाला है। जीवे तयो मुक्ति पदे सदाय बाग। देयरफॉर वेरी ब्यूटिफुली श्रीधर महाराज स्टार्ट्स हिज कमेंट्री ऑफ दिस धैर्य बाय टेलिंग वी शुड नॉट थिंक दैट अवर पाथ विल बी वेरी स्मूथ। So many troubles may come from outside or from inside.
Knowledge.
This is also knowledge that te anukampam Krishna is controlling, because we can see only the external charma chakshu se external situation ko hi hum dekh sakte hain. But sutre manigana iva, in a necklace you cannot see the thread that is holding the pearls. Similarly, who is orchestrating these activities we cannot see. Uske liye charma chakshu se dekh nahi sakte hain, shastra chakshu se dekhna padega. That's what we are reading. The most sacred, desirable and helpful policy is everywhere. It will increase our faith in the Supreme. The Supreme command of all environments may come now or in the future. This policy of a devotee will be most suitable and helpful. So this is something. See, one thing is to read. You will read and you will miss out. Another thing is to read in the association of devotees. Such things has to be discussed in the association of devotees so that we will know.
Churned.
It should be churned so that wo memory mein ekdam baith jata hai. It gets engraved. To whatever extent, and the application becomes little more easy. To whatever extent we can apply. Otherwise, that is why it is always good. So we are discussing now. You take this principle, discuss wherever you have. I see Premanjan Prabhu every day. Shamko, ekdam. Is Maha Bhagavat Prabhu is there, Hari Gopal Prabhu is there. So share it, and it creates a kind of responsibility. Arey, maine bola is, you know, at least we will feel ashamed. Arey, maine hi bola hai, main hi follow nahi kar pa raha hun. Many times I feel like that, but at least it creates that. That shame, that positive guilt creates a kind of responsibility. That मैंने बोला तो थोड़ा तो follow करने का प्रयास करना चाहिए। तत्तेनु कंपाम सुसमिक्षमानो, the undesirable things have not come suddenly to punish me, but it is necessarily self-acquired. And it will get its fulfillment and then vanish. And then I shall get another chance. But if I avoid this, it may be finished for now, but again it will come to clear my debt. With this attitude, we should face all circumstances, and that will be the best attitude of any progressive devotee. मुझे तो लग रहा है कि ये एक और बार पढ़ना चाहिए।
लास्ट टाइम लास्ट टाइम बट इफ आई अवॉइड दिस
इट मे बी फिनिश्ड फॉर नाउ अभी आप उससे भाग गए अभी भाग गया ऐसा आप किसी से यू नो यू आर ट्राइंग टू एस्केप फ्रॉम समवन ऐसे पीछे देख देख के हाँ वो नहीं आ रहे नहीं आ रहे नहीं आ रहे ऐसे देखा था सामने खड़ा है वो बाजू से यू नो यस कम द अदर वे एंड ही स्टैंडिंग इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू अरे यार हरि वो सामने ही खड़ा है वो ठीक है आपका चेष्टा के अंदर है क्या एक बार ट्राई करो दो बार ट्राई करो तीन बार ट्राई करो फिर देन यू अंडरस्टैंड दैट Maybe Krishna wants me to. He has some plan. That does not mean you should not endeavor. You should endeavor. But once you endeavor, but we cannot over endeavor when everything seems completely at odds. You know. Then you understand this is what Krishna wants me to go through to teach me a right lesson. Okay. Thank you.
325.
We have 35 minutes. So we will go to Tattat Karma Pravartanat. There are innumerable practices of devotion. In Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami has given 64. Then again in Bhagavatam we find 9. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyamatmani Vedanam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has again given 5 practices of devotion. Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtan Bhagavat Shravan Maturavasa Shri Murti Rashraddaya Sevan. The quintessential practices of devotion are association with the pure devotee, chanting the holy name, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, residing in Mathura Dham and faithfully worshipping the deity. It is a special opinion. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special opinion.
64
ka 9, 9 ka 5.
64 ka 9, 9.
Bhagavatam.
Bhagavatam.
Prahlad But the serving attitude, sevon mukata, that must be present in all types of bhakti. Whether you practice 64 or 9 or 5 or 1. But the serving attitude, sevon mukata, that must be present in all types of bhakti. Otherwise, it is all imitation. And for millions of lives, we may imitate without any success. Asadhu sangete bai nama nahi hai, namakshara bahir hai bate namakabo nahi. Oh brother, you cannot chant the holy name in the association of non-devotees. The sounds of the holy name may come out of your mouth, but this will not really be the name. Prema Vivarta by Jagadananda Pandit. Yadi Karibe Krishna Nama Sadhu Sange Kara, only with the help of the devotees may we invite that electric connection that may connect us with the higher place. And if he is pleased to come down and connect with his body, then this body can show bhakti. So first comes the faith. And that faith can pull. And if he empowers, then we can. Otherwise, it is all imitation. Imitation won't take us to that plane. Sadhu Sangha, the dynamo is needed, is necessary to move the fan, to light the light bulb.
Generator.
Without sadhu sangha, we cannot connect with the higher level. So he is tattat karma pravartanat ke bare mein bol rahe hain, but he is talking about sadhu sangha. How it is essential. Aayega. But still, tattat karma pravartanat, to follow the limbs, how essential is the association of devotees is indicated. That is why 4, 5, 6 of NOI talks about sadhu sangha and 7th only talks about bhajana kriya. Before talking about bhajana kriya, he is talking about sadhu sangha in 3 verses. Ata shri krishna namadi nabhaved grahyam indriyaihi sevon mukehi jihvadau swayameva spuratyadaha. The holy name, form, qualities and pastimes of Shri Krishna are divine and transcendental. They cannot be experienced by material senses. The Lord manifests himself spontaneously on the tongue of a devotee who is eager to serve him. Like that. The universal necessity is to learn and acquire a serving attitude. And if that is applied to our bhajan, that will be of great help to us. Jihva means the tongue and namadi means the naam, rupa, guna and leela. On the tongue, the Lord's name will appear. Within the eye, his form. Within the mind, his qualities. And in the heart, his pastimes. But what is important? Sevon Mukata. This was Bhaktisiddhanta Sistakur's favorite verse. Sevon Mukhe Jivadav. Maximum quoted verse by Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur.
Prabhupada also mentioned that verse.
Yeah. All these will come down to you and everything about you will connect with the Vaikuntha Tattva. It is not just a question of increasing the quantity, but the quality must be present. What is the quality? Sevon Mukata.
Sevon Mukata means the devotional attitude.
To be real bhakti, Seva Unmukh. To be real bhakti, Sevon Mukha and Seva presuppose surrender. And all this presupposes sadhu sangha. You see the connection? Prerequisite. Prerequisite for real bhakti is sevon mukata. And prerequisite for sevon mukata is surrender. And prerequisite for surrender is sadhu sangha. So it all boils down to sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha leads to surrender. Surrender leads to sevon mukata. Sevon mukata leads to real bhakti. So, that is why bhakata seva parama siddhi prema latikaram moola. So, serving the devotees and staying in the association of devotees is considered to be the root of bhakti, the creeper of bhakti. It all originates from the association of a sadhu. From the positive direction it can come to us, so we must be thankful to that positive source.
Sadhus.
The Lord is there, but his grace is coming through his agents. His agents should be welcomed and dealt with properly. Whatever we can collect with our energy, we should devote towards sadhu and shastra. Sadhu and shastra are our two friends everywhere. ಈ ಒಂದು ತತ್ತತ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಪ್ರವರ್ತನಾತ್. ಸೊ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಆಪ್ಕೋ ತತ್ತತ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಕರ್ನಾ ಹೇ ತೋ ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ದ ರೂಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ರೂಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಾಧು ಸಂಘ. ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಸಾಧು ಸಂಘ ಲೀಡ್ಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಆಟಿಟ್ಯೂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಸರೆಂಡರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಆಟಿಟ್ಯೂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಸರೆಂಡರ್ ಲೀಡ್ಸ್ ಟು ಸೇವೋನ್ಮುಖತ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೇವೋನ್ಮುಖತ ಲೀಡ್ಸ್ ಟು ರಿಯಲ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಈವನ್ ದೋ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ತತ್ತತ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಪ್ರವರ್ತನ ಈಸ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಸಾಧು ಸಂಘ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್. ಸಾಧು ಸಂಘ ಕೆ ಬಾರೆ ಮೇ ಬೋಲ್ ದಿಯಾ ಕ್ಯಾ ಅವಾಯ್ಡ್ ಕರ್ನಾ ಹೈ ಅಭಿ ಬತಾಯೆಂಗೆ ಸಂಘ ತ್ಯಾಗಾತ್. ತತ್ತತ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಆಪ್ಕೆ ಯೋಗ್ಯಕ್ಕೆ ಅನುಸಾರ ಆಪ್ಕ ಪ್ರಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ ಡ್ಯೂಟೀಸ್ ಕರೋ. ಆಪ್ಕ ಯೋಗ್ಯತಾ ಕ್ಯಾ ಹೈ ತೋ ಉಸ್ಕಾ ತತ್ತತ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಕ್ಯಾ ಹೈ ನವದಾ ಭಕ್ತಿ 64 ಲಿಂಬ್ಸ್ ಹೋಯಿ. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ತತ್ತತ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಪ್ರವರ್ತನಾತ್. ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ಸೈಟ್ಸ್. So even though he could have spoken about the 64 limbs, but he is tracing out, wo karne ke liye aapko strength kidhar se aayega.
Apna apna akele mat karo, apna
saath mein karo. That is why Radha Gopinath Prabhu was presenting in that analogy of house. To usme foundation kya hai? ಫುಲ್ ಬತಾವ್ ಇಂಡಿವಿಜುವಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕಲೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಸಾಧನ. ಫ್ಲೋರ್ ಕ್ಯಾ ಹೈ? ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಅಟಿಟ್ಯೂಡ್. ವಾಲ್ಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾ ಹೈ? ರಿಲೇಶನ್ಶಿಪ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಈಕ್ವಲ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಶಿಪ್. ಅಂಡ್ ರೂಫ್ ಕ್ಯಾ ಹೈ? ಟೈಮ್ಲಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಮೆಚೂರ್ ಗೈಡೆನ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಸೀನಿಯರ್ಸ್. And door kya hai? Outreach. Outreach. Direct preaching. And windows? Indirect preaching. Various projects through which you can attract people towards bhakti. Like that. So,
rooms bhi rehte hain taki different varieties of yogis
se vasta. Jai. Toiletries room. Okay, so now we will discuss about Sangat Yagat. What time?
347.
337. Oh, both times. We still have 23 minutes. Okay. So Sangat Yagat. If the practice of a student of the Vaishnava school is to be limited to only one, then that is Asat Sangat Yaga, to renounce bad association. If the practice of a student of Vaishnava school is to be limited to only one, if you bahut jyada cheez mat batao, ek hi cheez batao, Vaishnavism kya hai? ಅಸತ್ ಸಂಗತ್ ತ್ಯಾಗ ಏಯ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಆಚಾರ್ ಸ್ತ್ರೀ ಸಂಗಿ ಏಕ ಸಾಧು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಅಭಕ್ತ ಹಾರ್. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಮೀನ್ ದಟ್ ದ ಸಾಧು ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಎಲಿಮಿನೇಟೆಡ್ ಇಫ್ ಈಸ್ ಫೌಂಡ್. ಅಸತ್ ಸಂಗತ್ ತ್ಯಾಗ ಏಯ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಆಚಾರ್ ಸ್ತ್ರೀ ಸಂಗಿ ಏಕ ಸಾಧು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಕ್ತ ಹಾರ್. It is the policy of a Vaishnava to reject mundane association, such as those who are overly attached to women and people averse to Krishna Bhakti. There are two types of achar practice. One is Tri Sanghi or Yoshit Sanghi, those who are attached to sensual pleasure. Another is Krishna Abhakta, one who has no attraction for Krishna but is engaged in some other errand. We should be careful and follow the caution against these two, sense enjoyers and those who have no relation to Krishna. This is our only practice. They may be scholars or yogis. They may be so many things, but if they are not devotees of Krishna, their association should be eliminated. It is said that a man is known by his company. The test that is the criterion is whether he is hankering for the association of the good or for the material environment. That is the criteria. जिसका संग आप लेना चाहते हैं उनका एस्पिरेशन क्या है. Whichever way his taste progresses should be looked upon. उनका इच्छा किधर जा रहा है. What does he like? Does he have more and more affinity towards the sadhus and the shastra? Is the environment progressively increasing his taste for that particular thing? मतलब असत संग मतलब क्या है? वो संग में उनको भक्ति कार्य करने का इच्छा बढ़ रहा है कि घट रहा है? So that sangha you have to choose. Is it increasing your desire for the activities of devotional service or is it decreasing? That will prove whether we are making progress or deteriorating. It can be known by the measurement of our external environment. Am I standing still? Am I going back? Internal satisfaction will also stand as a guarantee. Matlab, watch your internal satisfaction. That will act as a guarantee. This is a very reliable, practical, practical compass. Internally, aapka satisfaction badh raha hai ki ghat raha hai. Address the issue. I shall be my own witness from within whether I am gaining or losing. You are your witness. My own understanding will stand as a guarantee. Bhakti pareshanubhavo viraktir anyatra chaishatrika ekakala prapadyamanasya yatashnatasyus tushti pushti shudapayo nugasam. So ask yourself. Devotion, direct experience of the Supreme Lord and detachment from other things. These three occur simultaneously for one who has taken shelter of the Lord in the same way that pleasure, nourishment and relief from hunger come simultaneously and increasingly with each bite for a person engaged in eating. Tushti, pushti, shudapayo. Pacification of hunger, satisfaction and nourishment. Similarly, bhakti, pareshanubhava and virakti. So look for the symptoms. Pareshanubhava and virakti.
Pareshanubhava to bhi aayega na.
Shudapayo is pacification of hunger. Pareshanubhava is not prema. Pareshanubhava is inner satisfaction, devotional satisfaction. Bhakti is your progress. That cannot be immediately seen. But pareshanubhava and virakti can be seen. Just as nourishment cannot be immediately seen. But hunger, pacification of hunger and satisfaction can be immediately. So nourishment pata nahi, but blood test hi bolega ho.
So, this happens at the stage of
any stage.
another different degree depth.
So different different degree.
Pushti is nourishment.
No? Pushti is nourishment.
Pushti compared with
bhakti. Tushti is satisfaction. नहीं वो डायरेक्ट वैसा मैपिंग है क्या मुझे पता नहीं, बट भक्ति परेशानुभव और विरक्ति में परेशानुभव और विरक्ति आर गेजेबल एंड बट इफ आवर इनर सेटिस्फैक्शन एंड विरक्ति डिटैचमेंट आर इंक्रीजिंग देन भक्ति इज आल्सो इंक्रीजिंग वी आर प्रोग्रेसिंग सिमिलरली. बट ऐसा इसमें नहीं बोल सकते, वी मे हैव शुद्ध अपायो and we may have tushti, but pushti may not happen. But so the point is, in Bhagavatam it is mentioned how we should measure our progress. A mundane example has been given. When we are hungry, we take food, and when we take food, three things occur simultaneously. What are they? Tushti, pushti, shudapayo. When we are hungry, we feel uneasiness. And with every morsel we take, the uneasiness is removed. When we are hungry, we feel weakness. With every morsel of food, gradually the weakness is removed. Oh, that is nourishment, he says. Weakness. And shudapayo, when we are hungry, we feel the pain. And that also disappears step by step with every morsel. Similarly, when we are progressing in our spiritual life, towards the divine, we shall experience three things and we are to measure them carefully. What are they? Bhakti, Pareshanubhava and Virakti. Bhakti means a serving tendency. Sevon Mukata. And our attraction increases with acceleration. Okay. Pareshanubhava means some sort of accurate conception of the subjective world superseding my subject on the other side. At first our conception may be hazy, but gradually it will become clearer. So Pareshanubhava means clarity. Clarity. Bhakti means Sevonmukhata. Virakti means detachment. So devotional clarity, detachment and service attitude.
Clarity about the process.
Clarity about whether I am progressing or not. Clarity about the process. Clarity about whether I should do it or not do it. Clarity about whether I should take this association or not. Clarity about whether I can use it.
Someone was asking, what is your mission in life?
Hmm.
So you said that as a mission is a question. I'm doing this,
you can have a mission within a mission. Yeah.
But you are telling that in reply to that, that if you, the more one progresses, the more he
will get clarity.
Clarity.
We bol rahe na. Bhakti, Pareshanubhava, Virakti.
In that sense, what is my mission as a clarity?
In that respect also. And also in application.
Some are confused, some are clear.
So clarity as to what is the application of this principle. It could be that also.
You know, your drive, inner drive, so that like not everyone may have. So that this means that still purification is yet to happen. So you get that clarity.
Maybe. See, someone may have clarity. But he may not have that kind of a drive to do a particular thing. क्या करना है क्या करना है आपने सोचा कि नहीं, उसको शायद भक्तों के संग में रह के जो बोल रहे हो करना है वही है उसका, तो उसका स्पेशल ड्राइव कुछ नहीं है बट क्लैरिटी है. ठीक है ना, यू मे नॉट हैव दैट स्पेशल दिस थिंग. इट्स नॉट नेसेसरी दैट एवरीवन विल हैव. समवन मे बी देयर गोल इज बाबा साधु संघ में भक्ति करना है बस उतना ही, वो भी ड्राइव है ना. दैट मे नॉट बी अ स्पेसिफिक ड्राइव लाइक अरे क्या एग्जैक्टली करना है, व्हाट इज योर यूनिक कंट्रीब्यूशन टू द मिशन. नॉट एवरीवन मे हैव दैट दैट डिजायर. सब में से ठीक है यार, मॉर्निंग प्रोग्राम अटेंड कर रहा हूँ, जपा कर रहा हूँ, मेरा सेवा कर रहा हूँ, हैप्पी है. सी मे नॉट हैव दैट स्पेसिफिक ड्राइव बट ही इज really appreciating the association where he is staying and continuing.
Mission was generally preaching mission.
Yeah, preaching mission or any mission. उसके लिए क्या कर रहा है? ठीक है. बाय हिज आचरण ही इज इंस्पायरिंग. लाइक सुबह का जो चंदन आता है उसको देख के कोई भी बोलते हैं कि गौरनाम प्रभु ने घिसा है, क्योंकि बाकी कोई भी घिसता है तो पानी ज्यादा चंदन कम आता है, तो उनका इसमें एकदम सॉलिड पाउडर जैसा आता है, एकदम यू कांट सी वाटर ओनली. सो लाइक दैट इज इंस्पिरेशन. अरे गौरनाम प्रभु वो चंदन देख के समझ में आता है गौरनाम प्रभु ने आज बैकअप किया है. विरक्ति. सो द पॉइंट इज एट फर्स्ट आवर कॉन्सेप्शन मे बी हेजी बट ग्रेजुअली इट विल बिकम क्लियरर. सो क्लैरिटी. सो क्लैरिटी कम्स व्हेन रजोगुण एंड तमोगुण बिकम्स, रजोगुण और तमोगुण का शमन होता जाएगा, जब सत्वगुण का वर्धन होगा तब क्लैरिटी बढ़ेगा. So therefore progress, as one progresses in bhakti, clarity increases. And virakti, we will withdraw from the environment and feel disgust with the stale experience of this world. The negative side loses its charm as the positive side gives us a peep into the world of the super subjective. Bhakti, pareshanubhavo, Virakti. These three things must be there when we are making our journey. Very nice. Right on. Sato Vritti. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Okay. Sato Vritti bahut lamba hai. So we will pause here. Actually, we have taken in lot of ghee. Thoda usko pachan karenge. So we will continue this discussion tomorrow. So 1 o'clock without Gita. 2:30. So we'll do tomorrow. Yeah. ओके. शिल प्रभुपाद की जय. शिल रूप गोस्वामी पाद की जय. शिल भक्ति रक्षक सिद्ध स्वामी महाराज की जय.